Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi.
Hi.
This is the intro to the podcast. It's going well already.
We've really thought about this one,
yes,
haven't we?
Hello, Joe Elvin.
I'm James William. Hi, everyone.
This is It Just Me? The podcast where we talk about all sorts of, well, rubbish, quite frankly.
As that intro would absolutely testify.
Intelligently so. And, what is Scangela Anlan doing? Oh, I like to call her.
I'm taking a nice picture, but you've got lots of fabulous things on the wall, so it was a bit awkward. I'm in the mirror there. I'm going to just try and frame myself.
You ruined the tease. Everyone knows it's Angela Scanlon now.
Hey guys, it's Scangela. Scangela here.
That's your drag name.
Yeah. No, people used to call me that in school.
Really?
Scangela. No, but the worst one was a lad called Donal Clinch who used to call me Flangela.
Oh. Well, that's going to stick now.
Yeah, I know. No.
You are saying this on the podcast, Angela.
Yeah,
you know
fine.
That, right?
Scanlo, whatever.
I used to get really upset about those nicknames. Did you?
No, I really thought it was like I had been accepted if I was given a nickname.
See,
all the coolest people had nicknames.
Well, I used to get, and as all my brothers and sister and my cousins, we all got Elvis.
Cute.
And I really hated it when I was little because it was a boy's name.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Have you gone into
so
it now,
Joe.
Though?
Well, then when I got my first magazine job, and in high school, everyone called me Elvis with a nasty tone.
Oh.
But when I went to Dolly magazine where I first worked, they called me Elvis with a high five tone. And so I...
You liked it.
Do you know
it?
What I mean? Yeah.
Tone is everything.
I think that you grow into a nickname or you grow into like those... Because I mean, my middle name is Conrad. And obviously at school when obviously condoms were a big thing, obviously people were obsessed. So I was
not
James,
anymore.
James Condom. And obviously, and as a result, I hated my middle name. And now I love my middle name. It's not
this.
Actually Condom, by the way. It is Conrad.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You grow into those too.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Keep trying. Yeah.
Oh, this has taken a turn.
It's not even a proper intro.
We haven't even done the intro. It's absolutely
podcast.
Fine. I feel like I've arrived.
Hi, Angela Scott.
I know. The problem is Angela's too. She's too much of a friend of the show. So we didn't bother to give you
friend
a proper introduction.
Of the show.
Yeah. We should say we are joined by.
I feel like it needs a jingle. Sorry.
In case you don't know, the lovely dulcet tones. We are joined by the lovely presenter and now podcast host Angela Scanlon. Welcome to the show officially. Hi.
Thank
Hi.
You.
Round of applause.
That was lovely.
Insert applause.
Yeah.
How are you, Angela?
I'm very well, thank you.
Resplendent in red. Jo Elvin is coveting your shirt.
She
lucky.
Is mother of pearl.
Fabulous.
Love it.
You know what as well? It's my mother is a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of her big rules when I was a kid. She
don't
could
wear
never
it.
Wear red because she was a redhead. But you are just
that's a total myth, isn't it?
Wrong.
I think it's a total myth. And also I have always kind of rebelled against that because when I was a kid, same thing.
They're
redhead.
Only just doing green.
Green, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah,
green and blue. Oh, purples are lovely on you. And I always hated it. I was like, I love orange. I like pink. I think I'm more drawn to them now because I was told I wasn't allowed to wear them. And now I kind of, it's like my gentle little two fingers up to that. Because being a redhead felt... when I was younger, like a bit of a cross to bear at times. And then I thought...
I think my mum would say the same.
Yeah. And most redheads... I mean, I did a documentary on redheads. It was the very first thing I did properly, big thing for telly. And every single redhead I spoke to said the same thing, that they kind of endured it and then eventually it's like, you know, their crown and glory.
Yeah.
Literally, they very, very protective of it, and it's very much part of her identity.
A friend of mine has a gorgeous little redheaded daughter.
Yeah,
and some woman just walked up to her in the street and said, "What a cute baby! I guess when she's older, you'll be able to dye that hair." I mean, what is that?
Stop! It's really weird because my husband was with our little girl. She's a redhead, but she's kind of goldy, but like definitely on my spectrum. And
lucky girl.
Yeah,
I know. I love it. I'm so thrilled. And this woman came up to my husband in the supermarket and said, "What a lovely little girl! Isn't her blonde hair gorgeous?" And he said, "Well, I mean, it's red." And she said, "Oh, well, I didn't want to say." He was like,
it's a dirty word.
She's here. Oh. And my wife is a red. Like, what are you talking about?
I find
about?
It extraordinary.
Yeah, it is quite offensive. And, you know, it's fine because there are a lot bigger fish to fry, I suppose, and people who are marginalized more. But actually, it is quite. Yeah.
It's rude. Just weird.
It's weird. It's weird.
But how are you besides?
Besides my red hair? Yeah. Absolutely fine.
Yeah. Now, you are... Yes.
Despite that terrible disadvantage in life, yeah. You've actually done quite well for yourself, aren't you, Angela?
Didn't want to say, but, you know, ticks a box.
Yeah.
yeah, I'm good. Busy. I've just entered your world.
The pod world.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
It's so fun.
It is fun.
And for anyone that doesn't know, tell us a bit about your show.
So it's called Thanks a Million. And it's basically, it's kind of exploring people's lives through the big thank you moments in their lives. So that kind of allows me to root around. They can talk about stories from back in the day, significant moments in their life. And also it's just a selfish way for me to remind myself that, you know, gratitude is quite a powerful tool for your head.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What kind of guests have you had on?
So we've just launched as of Monday last week. I don't know when this comes out, but like we're brand new. So, you know, rate, review, subscribe.
It's very important.
I feel like a YouTuber.
Don't mind us, Angela. You just carry on.
Yeah. I feel like it's quite a weird thing, isn't it?
It's very important in the pod world.
Totally.
Rate, subscribe, review.
All of the above. So we had Aisling B.
Oh, we love her.
Absolutely adore her. She's
another friend of this podcast.
Yeah, and she's just brilliant. And I think, you know, you'll know there are people who come on podcasts, they know what they're going to say. They put their, you know, as I call it, my like your phone voice on, and you're slightly.
Do some people know what they're going to say on podcasts?
Well,
not us.
I think so. What? I think podcasts.
Did you hear the intro today? Or lack thereof.
This is my style of podcast. But I mean, a guest that you get guests that are very guarded. You'll know this from interviewing, and it's literally like, oh, here now, I've turned my magazine head on, or there's no real truth, and it's so frustrating. As like a journalist or somebody who's trying to connect with you, it's very frustrating to feel like you're literally being fed a line that has been said a million times before. And Aisling is the opposite of that. And I really like, I love that. It's so refreshing. I think people respond to it when you're actually just speaking.
When you're just honest.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
A real life human.
And I think you're right. I think more than anything, as a medium, the podcast actually is where it really does show up. Like you can totally. Always get away with it. I think if you've got a really famous Hollywood person looking incredible on camera on a TV interview, you almost get a bit duped by the whole look of it.
Yeah.
And then you don't realize quite how boring they're being.
100%. You're like, the dress is amazing. That was a funny line by the host.
Yeah. Or, you know, they laughed or they smiled. But when you're literally listening to something, and it's intimate, isn't it? And you
it's
really are
intimate.
Concentrating, you realise, God, that person's a boring arse.
Totally. And it's similar, and kind of, you know, I've been doing radio more recently, and actually it's, not that it's harder, I love it, but there's a reason that, you know, people who are in radio are in it for a very long time because it's quite a hard thing to do because there is no distraction.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can get away with a lot when you look fabulous and the lighting is brilliant and everything is...
Can't just have a comfortable silence.
No. Heavily produced. No. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think, it's good.
So so it's available, obviously, everywhere you listen to your podcast or where you listen to It's Just Me. Thanks a million. It's available there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you're still doing all the... Can I just say, I loved the your interview. serious show.
Oh,
it
thank
was
you.
So what's
going on? You're Homemade Perfect. Nobody knows what's called. Yeah, it's a Homemade Perfect.
It was
bloody
so
nightmare
please,
of a title.
Please say it's happening again.
It was on last night. New series back last
what?
Night.
How have I missed this?
I was
at the Attitude Awards last night,
oh,
in my defense.
How was it? I heard it was great.
It was fun. Joan Collins was there. I mean, what more do you need?
Yeah, brilliant.
It was
Tom Allen. Did you meet him?
No, I didn't.
I love him. Do you know him?
Were we?
No.
No.
I know.
Okay.
I need to
just gloss over
that. Sorry. Yeah. But it did mean I missed the new show, but it is brilliant. So that's back.
It's back. BBC Two, 8 o'clock Wednesday night.
That's why I missed it, because I was at work.
Oh, God. Okay, but big cover every week.
Yeah. Because I'll be honest with you, the idea of, you know, what's it called?
Virtual reality.
Virtual reality. God, I'm doing really well here.
You're nailing it.
The virtual reality stuff, normally that makes me go a bit like, I'm not. You're not going to catch me wearing goggles, trying things out. You know, I'm not. That's not my bag. And I thought I watched it with, I'm not gonna lie.
For me, thank you.
I did, of course, and it was brilliant. Have you seen it, Joe?
I have not. So I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yeah, you need it.
You did really good. Yeah. For not lying, but really good.
Thanks.
You are
thanks
really
a million.
Good.
But you, the thing is, you will love it because you will love interiors as well. And basically, it just blows your mind what these people do via virtual reality. They basically have two designers who come up with two visions with using virtual reality.
What, I will watch bring him it, around. But I just nothing makes me more seething with jealousy than interior shows.
I know.
It really highlights to me what a small, angry person I am when I look at other people's nice houses.
Well, Angela, did you go home after filming that and go, my house is a shithole?
I moved house.
They
were
the
like,
ground.
before the run, they were like, oh, you know, loads of press. Can we come to your house? I was like, absolutely not. You cannot. So we did move house.
For season two.
Yeah, season two. I'm a brand new me. But it definitely does. And I think weirdly, in a funny way, interiors and like your home has become more of an expression than fashion. I think people
are... that's terrible news for me.
Is it?
Oh my God.
I doubt that very much. Like your office feels like the bedroom of my dreams without a bed. Is
there
that
are
bed?
Some nice
it could be.
Areas, but there's also some shitstorm areas.
And but that's all you need.
If you come around, there's like basically I'll put an electrode on you. So if you go in the wrong places, your head will explode.
Okay,
off.
Fine.
There's designated areas for guests.
But I do think
You just need an Instagram corner. It's absolutely. Yeah.
I will say this though about interiors, it is very much like your wardrobe in the sense that people always say to me like, you know, I've lived in my house now for like 3 years, and they go, "Oh, you're done now?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm done." And then actually 6 weeks
you're
later, I'm changing something else.
Totally.
So I don't think you're ever done with your home in the same way. You're never done buying clothes, are you?
Ever.
No.
Yeah.
It's
although
annoying,
we're going to
really.
Get onto that, but
yes, we are.
We're trying to be a little more.
We are being a bit more mindful. Yeah. Well, anyway, on that note, we should get on some topics. But anyway, so do check out Angela's podcast. Thanks a million. Available everywhere where you listen to Is It Just Me? Because obviously Angela is lovely and as is her show.
Thank you.
Give it a listen.
Thanks.
Now,
all right.
She's all right, I guess. Let's go on to some heated debate, shall we?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Now, it says, is it just me? It's the topic, all right. This isn't one I suggested. That'll tell you everything you need to know about what I'm about to say. Is it just me who's allegedly, finally embraced the reusable Porta coffee cups and now feels like I'm winning at life? Who wrote that? Did you write that, James Williams?
Of course
Williams?
I did, yeah.
Winning at life.
It's not me.
I was going to...
Is it not you?
Not really.
So what, you don't use one or you don't feel like you're winning at life when you use one?
Oh, well, all of the above, but I've really tried to... I've got a wooden toothbrush.
Ooh.
Give me a medal.
Yes.
I don't take the plastic bags at M&S anymore, any of
good.
That.
Good.
The coffee cup thing, I can't.
Why?
Because
explain
I've already
it
got
me.
Enough shit to carry around.
Okay.
It's really hard to find room when you're trying not to break your back with a handbag.
I know.
I do agree.
Have that thing and wash that thing.
I know.
I'm really sorry, everyone.
I know. I have to say, I've gone in with both feet.
I've gone in hard too,
I've embraced the water bottle, the glass water bottle and the portable coffee cup.
Well, I'm the opposite. So I have my coffee cup and I always have that there, even though I only have one coffee a day. So it's a bit pointless. But anyway, I have it.
Yeah. And I only do have one coffee a day.
And do you have that at home?
No.
But somebody said, I heard yesterday somebody talking and they said, it's only one plastic straw, said 6 billion people.
Oh
yeah, all right, Greta Thunberg.
Okay, I'm just saying that actually that idea that, there's no point. It's like one coffee a day, get over it. There are bigger things to deal with. Actually, I do think it's quite important.
I think that I just feel like I can't do absolutely every single thing.
No. Yeah, but the wooden toothbrush is just not enough, Joe.
How can you say that when you just said that one straw is significant?
One wooden toothbrush imagine is all
if,
it takes.
Imagine if loads of people had wooden toothbrushes.
This is true, because I mean, there's a lot of plastic in toothbrushes. So, yeah. But I feel like, you know, that's your entry level and you could... you could go for it. Although here, you have a mug, so presumably you're not getting
exactly.
a prep cup every day.
I'm going to make a stand here for the little guy.
Fine.
Because I think it's absolutely noble and we should all do what we can in this regard.
Yeah. Mm.
Absolutely. But can we just call bullshit on making it all an individual consumer's problem? All of these
fair
big
point.
Conglomerates... Mm-hmm. They should be working on how we can have our shampoo delivery systems, our toothpaste delivery systems, our plastic, you know, why the hell is everybody still putting avocados in little plastic containers?
Oh, the packaging side of things is ridiculous.
It's the big businesses that really have the chance to significantly turn this tide rather than having each of us feeling guilty every time we
use a straw. But I think, unfortunately... retailers, if we're using that as an example, are motivated by sales. And so if we tell them we're not buying those avocados while they're still in plastic, that's when they'll
that's
change.
Fine,
they're not motivated
I still
to
need shampoo,
until then.
You know? I still need toothpaste.
So how do you think they should deliver it to you, hand deliver it in their palm?
I think they should be figuring it out the way that oil companies are figuring out renewable fuel. I feel really strongly that there's all this sort of onus on us, and I don't say that we shouldn't have an onus, but it's such a huge sort of like shitstorm tide of stuff I feel really depressed and frightened and overwhelmed by. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's right to make me feel terrible every time.
I think it takes both ends of the spectrum, doesn't it? I mean, I think we have to talk about it because we are currently in the grip of obviously the Extinction Rebellion. Apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how do you guys feel about it? Because I have to say I'm slightly torn because I actually think, for as much as I'm not out there myself training myself doing it, I kind of doff my cap to them. I think, do you know what?
Totally.
And I think I do. It does anger me slightly that people are trying to make out it's just one kind of person. They're basically trying to perpetuate the myth that it's a swampy or a crusty
person. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a hippie
dip. Those are the only pictures
raising
and the footage you're seeing.
Consciousness is really no bad thing.
Yeah, and also,
it's no bad thing.
Somebody did say, it's inconvenient. Of course it is. But that's the whole point of protest. The nature of protest is if they were putting leaflets through your door, no one would have ever heard of them.
You don't even see it. Absolutely.
But see, this is where I am a bit of a hypocrite. Like, I think most people have to cop to some degree.
God, yeah.
But when they were sort of like threatening to shut down Heathrow over summer and it was my first time home to Australia in 4 years.
Yeah, of course.
They can
I was
fuck
like,
off.
Oh man, I really need
frankly,
to get
frankly, next
there.
Week yeah. is not yeah. ideal for me.
I know.
Warm
totally.
That planet. I need
you
to
can't
get home.
Say that.
But that's
but
normal.
You do think it.
I mean, I do think that's a human reaction. Action, you're like, okay, like it's all very well and good, but I don't want it in my back garden, you know. And I think, like, everyone,
but don't you think it's okay to be a hypocrite sometimes? In those,
I think we are all guilty of
possible not to be,
totally.
It's, I think if you set yourself up as above, I think if you're a card carrying hypocrite and you own it, then no one's going to come for you. I think you're only on dicey ground if you try to make out that you are carbon neutral and you don't do anything and you don't put a foot wrong. We all do, for Christ's sake. We're trying to basically wind back the clock.
Totally.
Here.
And also we are learning. And I think, you know, Joe, you said you feel really depressed by the kind of enormity of the problem. In a weird way, me with my little coffee cup, that feels like I'm somewhat in control in a world that feels slightly out of control. I have stopped drinking as much water because when somebody offers me a bottle of water, I turn it down, but I can't find a glass. So I'm like, I'm bleeding, dying here.
You're dehydrated.
I'm really dehydrated.
You're saving the planet.
I'm saving the planet.
But I think, you know, you're so not alone there. We're all much more mindful in that way. And so maybe when the plastic water bottles, people's sales are finally... Yeah. Dented.
Yeah. They must be happening.
They'll change.
I don't know.
It has to be.
Because I'm the same as you. I mean, I have to say, it does now, though. It's a new rage for me. The rage I now feel when I forget my portable coffee cup or my water bottle.
Same.
And now I go, fuck's sake. And I'm like,
you,
Angela, we're clearly stubborn people. Well, I'm like you. We're stubborn people.
I'll go thirsty.
We go thirsty. I won't buy one. So, literally crawling to the end of the day. Like a husk of our former self.
Skin looks in bits.
but smug.
But yeah. But do you think that it will it in the same way? You know, I like to think of it as it's about habit forming, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the same way, you know, diets have evolved, exercise. You know, people didn't used to exercise. Our parents' generation didn't go
it's
to the gym.
It's an education.
You know, people didn't go to the dentist. So now, is it just one of those things that we are the first generation, like I said, of now unwinding all this and undoing it? And of course, we're going to not be perfect at it, but it's all about little steps. And I think, you know, and but I also totally agree with you, Joe. We can only do so much. It's got to come from the other side, you know, and the government needs to be doing more. And like you said,
well, apparently they're banning cotton buds next year, plastic cotton buds.
Well, all single use
plastics.
It's
stuff like that that needs to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's amazing that, and like I said, to be honest with you, it's things like I hadn't even thought of the toothbrush thing. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. That had not even occurred to
me.
Honestly,
plastic is absolutely all pervasive.
It is everywhere. Yeah. But actually, I remember somebody saying, you know, for things to be recyclable or recyclable, that's great, but they're only recyclable for a certain period of time, so they can only be recycled maybe 4 times. So actually what I've been trying to do is reuse things, like, you know, if you get a takeaway and it comes in, I mean, takeaway is such an awful thing in terms of plastic amount of so I keep them instead of putting them in the, like, washing them and putting them in the recycling bin and feeling like I'm doing the right thing, I actually try and keep them and then use those.
I do instead of cling film.
But then
instead of cling film.
At some point you do end up with too many plastic
I know. Do and they're scabby and they've got stains
can
on
I
them.
Can I just say, do we all have that cupboard where you literally open it and just all Tupperware just falls out on top of you?
Yeah, we've all
got that cupboard, right? But we just know what else to do with
it. We call it Ruby's cupboard now. I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
I've got to say, see, I've become quite good. So I don't take any plastic carry bags now. I'm quite good at always having a bag for life. But obviously what you forget is, if you invite anyone to your house, because they all do it, people still aren't in that, oh, I'm going to somebody's house. So they all turn up, they bought booze at the supermarket and they bring like 6 plastic bags.
Oh, yeah.
So I've now got literally a bag in my attic because I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with them.
I
keep sort of sending them back to the, you know, when I get a sort of a Cardo delivery, I always give them back to them.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you know, what do you do with those
and
ones?
Then I wonder, what do they do with the ones that they get back?
I know.
What do they really do?
Well, they turn them into toilet paper, don't they?
Do they?
I don't know.
Squeaky.
Yeah, that wouldn't work, would it?
There's an image.
It is indeed. Yeah. Well, look, if you're sat there...
Well, thanks, I'm really depressed now, guys.
No, you're not depressed.
You don't be. You have the power, babes. So it's like, I just think the key...
One toothbrush at a time, Joe, you're changing the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you are sat there thinking, I agree with all of that they're saying, or you disagree totally...
Yeah, and also don't yell at me, because I know. Yeah. I know I'm a terrible person.
Don't send Joe at all.
You're not a terrible person. You're a fabulous person. Also, do you know what I think you do? Is you... I think clothes is a massive thing, and it's rewearing. I'm trying to now go, I might just go on telly wearing the same dress that I wore on telly before. Shock, horror.
How very Kate Middleton of you.
I know, right? But actually that idea that you like just burn through clothes.
Right, I'll keep Bingley's chewing my Gucci shoes.
Oh, Bingley. Yeah.
But like, I think you do your bit in that respect because you're like, oh yeah, I've seen those trousers before. Sorry, that which almost sounds like an insult. I know. But it does sound like an insult, but is you like leading the way and giving people permission to not be like hashtag Instagram brand
well,
new
bullshit
every day. Well,
I love Gabby Rosalind's shopping in your wardrobe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Fast fashion, ugh, dirty word now. It's all about, you know. Yeah, but also...
I still like it.
I know. But also, in a way, it gives you the excuse to spend a bit more on less things that will last you longer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like I said, if you do agree with us, and if you don't agree with us, do get in touch with us. Feel free to send Joe a all caps email at isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com.
Can't wait.
No, in all seriousness, we do love hearing from you.
You might get one back.
Yes.
Just
she's in one of those moods today, people. Don't fuck with her. But please do. So yeah, do send us an email. We love hearing from you. We read every single one and we'll give you a shout out on a future show.
You're very busy.
We do. Not that busy.
Or every single last millionth one.
Really?
Yeah.
All two of them.
Yeah.
Right. Next up, Angela and Joe. Is it just me who is struggling a bit? I'm going to admit it. With my Insta
mojo. I know.
Mojo.
Where have you been?
Well, do you know what? I don't know if I ever really got one. Like, I was never that Instagrammer. Instagrammer? That sounds like so disgusting a word saying that.
Else?
I'm not an Instagrammer. Who is it?
I need to tell you, sometimes if I haven't heard from you for a few days, I check Instagram to make sure you're not
you're
dead.
Still alive. I'm not on the bottom of my stairs.
What's he doing? Yeah. Where is he?
You're going, oh, I wonder if anyone's fed Bingley.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're really worried about. But no, yeah. So I was never one of those, like, you know, prolific Instagram people that was always putting something up like twice a day.
Mm.
But then I I go through fits and starts with it, but I have to say recently, I just feel a bit like, oh.
You lost it.
And, you know, and the problem is, isn't it? It's the self-doubt. You go to put something up, and the second you read it and you read it back, and I don't know if this is being, I don't know, a journalist or a harsh critic on yourself generally, you overthink it and then you go, oh no, no one's going to care, and you take it, you just don't post it.
I think everybody is doing that. Like, if you think back to when Instagram first started, is he eating the shoe? Take them off. Bingley, get back here. Don't eat mine either. Eat James' shoes.
He's actually got a terrible foot fetish. He's literally...
He's after my mum on the fringing. And he's just bitten my foot.
Wow. Bingley, he's nibbling on your toes, babe. You won't get that everywhere.
You must be your feet up, Joe. Bingley, no. Now he thinks it's a game. Anyway, sorry. As you were saying before, Bingley's foot fetish interrupted us.
Do you remember when Instagram first started and the... absolute shit you would post on there.
Oh my God.
Worst pictures in the world, worst filters.
Yeah, I think I still
post. But actually, it was just a bit free. Yeah. Now it's, oh, is that right? Oh no, it's not good enough. I'm going to put it on stories. Like,
yeah,
no.
Oh my, that's what happened, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm determined not to, well, I mean, I'm not a good enough photographer anyway, but I just I need to keep it real.
Yeah, I think that's the way.
Bear an achingly curated feed, to be quite honest with you.
And I think that's what I'm stuck in between a rock and a hard place. I feel like, oh, it's supposed to be the place of beautiful things. But in fact, I probably shouldn't give a shit so much and just use it more like a diary.
Totally. And I think the accounts that I follow the most and that I enjoy the most are exactly those. You never really look at a feed
in
the way that people think you do as a grid. Yeah. You like look at it as it's fed
you. You only see the one picture. You don't go and... Yeah, you're
so
right.
So you don't
actually
think, oh, that's a little bit similar to the one she posted three posts ago.
Oh, I do. I think that all the time. And do you unfollow? I can't bear it. I can't bear it. Yeah.
What's the unfollow, like red rag to a bull?
Just endless, endless big faces. Here I am, here I am.
As in selfie.
Yeah, yeah.
With like a thing in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, and also super, super posed. Over a poignant quote.
Okay.
Can't handle it.
Yeah.
I'm always the ones that wind me up are a bit like, how did you get that picture? Like, who's with you taking that picture? That's not just a casual, you know, it's not a selfie. It's the one where it's clearly not a selfie.
But I think that's a generational thing because there's a people, weirdly, I don't know many
of them. Is it drones, Angela?
No, but they have this unself-consciousness around taking pictures. So they will go, can you, a stranger on the street, take a picture of me? And then they will critique said stranger on their technique until they get the right picture. Yeah. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Oh, you're so right.
I can't do that.
The idea of asking a stranger, even when I'm with friends and my friends ask, I'm mortified. I don't know why. Why have I got that really weird thing about... Yeah,
because you're not weird.
Am I? Yeah. I think I am weird.
But it's business for them. They're like, okay, just get the picture, bang it up.
But in a way, I've said this before, I kind of I admire that chutzpah, or I actually admire that absolute confidence. I don't care. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not, you know, it's perfectly normal.
Mm.
So in a way, we need to channel a bit more of that. But also,
I don't know. I think we need some more filters in real life.
Well, no, I was going to say,
deep, isn't it?
Filters in real life.
Yeah, come on, people.
I was going to say, without blowing too much smoke up both my lovely ladies today's bums, what a lovely mental picture that is for the pod audience listening.
All right, James Condon. keep it clean. Yeah.
Excuse me for that. Yeah. Is that an analogy?
It was a little windy.
You both, I think, do a very good job of balancing the pictures look good, and but there's also humour. And I think that's what it is. Because I'm a big thing now, but the words are as important as the picture.
I just can't take myself seriously.
No, nor can I.
No.
But then sometimes I think, oh, maybe a little bit of sincerity wouldn't go astray. Not from you, but from me. My default is to kind of...
Take the piss.
Yeah. And then actually, sometimes the people that I'm drawn to, he's a real little foot fetish. He's licking
my God,
feet.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Also, I shouldn't really be flip-flops.
Bingley is a pervert. I'm sorry.
He is.
I know.
You know, a really cute pervert. but I can't remember what I was saying. Oh yeah, the accounts that I felt, babe, they're silk. Okay,
yeah, Bingley,
fuck off.
Bingley, Bingley, away, come here.
My shoes are now up and out of reach. I'm sitting here barefoot.
What are you doing?
You're like, I'm going to do the same thing. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair to him, he thinks it's summer again.
Yeah, so all do the,
all
I,
this,
clearly.
All this
these
feet,
are the ones I nearly
feet
bought.
On show.
I love them so much. They're ridiculous.
They are really lovely. Don't let Bingley near them. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Angela's shoes are safe, everyone.
They're safe.
Don't worry, they're on a chair.
Breathe a sigh of relief.
Silk Birkies.
Silk Birkies, yeah. So
we've totally got off. We don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, Instagram. Is it dead? Is it alive? He's literally licking my feet.
Sorry.
By the way,
it's
Angela
nice
is talking.
Feeling, it's not
it.
Actually.
Angela is talking about my dog, sorry, not me.
Why was Sarah Ferguson so into it?
I know,
yeah,
right?
It's so weird. Yeah. Anyway.
This is why we don't bring Bingley to every pod recording, you see.
Instagram, who cares?
Instagram, who cares?
Do we think it's dead?
I don't think it's dead. I think I need to get over myself. That's how I'm going to sum up this one.
That's what I think. And I think I spoke to a friend recently and was like, oh my God, I literally feel paralyzed when I go to put an Instagram post up. And he said, oh, I remember when I used to post literally about any old shit and I'd take a picture of some leaves and that was cute. And now he is unable to post anything. I was like, you know what? We need to go back to the beginning.
What I'm terrible at is stories.
Yeah.
Just not very good
at it. Also, I took a break from Instagram and I stopped doing stories altogether. And they are quite evil because they basically reduce the eyes on everything that you do based on your engagement. So if you suddenly go, you know what, my head doesn't love being engrossed in Instagram 24 hours a day, so I'm going to take a step back and just like post rather than consume, and suddenly you're then less eyes, less engagement, yada, yada, yada. And that for me was the kind of turning point where I went, you know what, fuck it. I don't care how many people like. I don't care about all that stuff. Actually use it because it's quite a nice place to be.
Yeah.
Instagram, if you use it in that way.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And I think
that's
a good thing.
Much nicer than Twitter.
I agree with your friend. It's almost like when it comes to hitting that share
just
button,
do it.
The share paralysis kicks in. You need to get over it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it. Get out of here and get over it.
Good.
Amen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Is it just me that sometimes thinks...
Let's go again from the top.
Okay. Is it just me that thinks sometimes people use good etiquette as an excuse for snow? This doesn't make sense.
I understand what either of you are going on about.
Is it just me who thinks people sometimes use good etiquette as an excuse for their snobbery?
Is it just me who thinks that sometimes people use good etiquette as a mistake?
I'm just going to do this one. What Angela is trying to say is it just me that thinks some people use the expression good etiquette as an excuse for actually being total snobs? That's what you're trying to say, right, Angela?
You nailed it in one.
Examples.
Have you got an example, Angela? Well, no, I guess.
Well, okay.
How do we feel about table manners? I mean, that's an obvious place to start, right?
So table manners, I mean, I'm all for them, FYI.
Yeah.
But I remember going to a dinner with my in-laws the very first time I met them.
Oh, now we're getting into it.
Yeah.
I like this.
And I remember, look, it was a really posh restaurant. We were in Dublin and there was tons of cutlery. And I had...
It was a pretty woman moment.
It was a pretty woman moment. And I kind of, part of me was like, oh yeah, maybe I just, you know, style it out and pretend. And then I thought, no. Actually, I'm going to go, sorry, which one is for, what am I doing with everything here? And I thought, I'm quite comfortable with my manners. And I do think sometimes it can kind of, it's like, oh, did you see that? She didn't know which, you know.
Fork.
Yeah.
Spoon to use.
And it's kind of, it is really
snobbish. I get my wine glasses mixed up. And I can sometimes see waiters like really eye rolling and scoffing if you put the red wine in the wrong one.
Well, I think the red wine is in the goblet one, right?
I don't know.
But I just like the goblet one. So I'd have the white wine in that anyway. Also, I think, right?
I like the goblet one.
I like the goblet one and I'm going to have everything in the goblet. But I...
Because you get more of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And you look like you're drinking less. Because there's more space.
It's breathing. It's just breathing.
It's breathing. But also, I think it's like with art, okay? People pontificate about art. And I remember feeling like I didn't have, you know, a degree that entitled me to speak about art. And a friend of mine said, oh, do you like art? Weird thing to say in hindsight. And I was like, yeah, but I don't really know much about it. This is years ago. And she said, well, you know what you like. And I remember thinking it was this kind of permission to enter into a world and feel like you're entitled to have an opinion, even if you don't have a degree in fine art. And I think that applies to everything. And sometimes snobbery stops people from hearing other people's opinions
and
because
learning,
it's
I hear what you're saying, but I will admit this now: when people hold their knife like a pen, it does grate on me.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
does it?
No. Yeah, it really does. I don't know if that's because my dad ingrained it into me as a child. I was not allowed to hold my knife like a pen.
But that's the thing. We all pick up these things, don't we?
Totally.
So I would admit now: is that snobbery? Is that just ingrained?
I don't know.
That could be rebellion.
Yeah,
they could have had your dad as well.
Exactly.
Don't use your knife like a pen. And then when they left, they were like, "Oh, bloody use my knife whatever way I want, I'm a grown
adult.
I'll
use my feet. Yeah. That's a true rebel.
Like, people drive differently.
Yeah, my father...
That's health and safety, I think, and that's all etiquette.
Everyone's got their own way of doing things.
Then there's the tables turn for me when, you know, like I'm kind of fond, as you might know, James, of a Facebook rant about, say, somebody on the train chewing loudly or things like that, and I'll moan
clipping
about
their toenails.
And my father will pipe up and say, you're becoming a snob. And it's like, I don't think that's snobby.
No, that is not snobby.
Yeah.
Like also the tube, I feel that people shouldn't eat on the tube.
I'm with you on that one.
Their filthy egg sandwich in my face at 11 a.m. Why are you having lunch at 11 a.m.?
Well, there's a story in today's paper, isn't there, about trying to ban the consumption of food.
Yeah, but then a lot of diabetics have piped up and said...
Well, I think they've already said that would be an exception for medical, but I mean...
But how do you prove that?
Here's my badge.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is funny, because I do think that a lot of people just do eat out of habit,
to try and get rid of or help with childhood obesity,
yeah, that's
right?
True.
I swear to God, there's this woman on my train the other day. She made a lozenge last 35 minutes.
Oh, I'm so jealous of those people. Oh, really? I can't suck
the whole
a sweet.
Way. I honestly...
It's impossible.
Can I just say...
my God.
The people I don't understand is the people that can have one cube of chocolate and suck that and make it last for 10 minutes. I'm going, what?
Really?
Have
loudly.
A word with yourself.
How does that... I can't. It's a bit like eating a donut that licking your lips.
I honestly thought she knew she was annoying me and was just making it last.
Why?
As
because
long as
you
possible.
Were like...
I was
very
I was,
subtly huffing
no,
at
no,
her.
No. That's the thing. I will die an early death because inside I'm silently screaming with rage. But I don't think I let them.
I feel like she might have known.
Yeah
I think she might have as well.
I mean,
so she's like,
by its very nature though, isn't it?
Damn you lozenge lady. I mean, it's horrible. It actually
damn
makes me
the
so
lozenge
upset.
Lady.
Yeah, and the lozenge is quite inoffensive compared to a lot of things that people eat
tube. Suck it like, I don't even want to say.
I can't suck, I bite.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
I feel like I'm missing out.
You're not a sociopath, that's why.
Yeah, okay. And also, I remember when I was a kid, petit filous.
Yes.
Were quite a treat back in the day. And I had a friend. I mean, I would scoff a petit filou in two.
Oh, yeah. They're like
two spoonfuls,
three,
right?
Three
and then like
teaspoons
get around the
there.
Edge. Three, yeah. exactly. To yeah. like just get rid of the rest. I had a friend who used to almost dare me to be the slowest. I couldn't. It was a game that was not fun for me. But she would take around an hour, these tiny, minuscule little... It was...
And where is she
now?
Yeah,
I was
going to say. Excruciating. Where is she now?
She's on death row now.
She is. She kills.
She's got to be. Yeah. She's got to be.
Yeah.
I mean...
Maybe it's lozenge lady.
Yeah, it is. I get you.
lozenge lady. Maybe it is. Yeah. Sounds like her. I mean, I guess by its very nature, the whole term etiquette, it's quite... Is it going out of fashion, generally speaking?
Well,
etiquette?
I think etiquette makes you just feel like rules that are imposed by somebody else who you probably
but
have never met and who is dead.
Even the
know.
Word is spelled to sort of catch you out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like no one would look at that and say, oh yeah, that says etiquette, unless yeah. you knew already that it was said the word etiquette.
True. Mm. That's very meta. Yeah.
Etiquette.
Etiquette. yeah. Although I do think, I mean, yeah. I think, James, you're right. It's like, it's a posh word for manners, maybe. Yeah. But if I hold the door for somebody and they don't say thank you, like thank yous and pleases are yes. the ones that really piss
those
me off.
Those are the important
oh,
things.
Totally.
You know?
How yeah. you hold your knife, not quite so important.
I mean,
I'll concede
everybody
that.
Has their own cross to bear. So you're allowed.
Yeah, you must hold doors open for people.
Yes, you must. Yes.
And you must say thank you when
and
the door has been held
totally.
Open.
Exactly. And if you yeah. don't, then expect me to go, you're welcome.
I did that to a woman.
I always do it.
I did that in a McDonald's toilet and I stood there for ages while she maneuvered this pram in and ran over my feet and everything and didn't say anything. And I said, you're welcome. And she went, yeah, that's what I'm meant to do.
Well... Joe,
as in she
Joe,
meant
that's karma for being in McDonald's.
As in she meant to run over your toes yeah. or she meant to say thank you?
She meant to walk in without saying thank you. Is what she
a
meant.
Dickhead.
Yeah, it was yeah. really
because actually
really
part
dramatic.
Of me was
could
like,
she be
oh,
lozenge
she's
lady
a
or is it a different lady?
She's under pressure. She's a different gal.
I think she might have been lozenge lady's like second cousin or something like that.
Twice removed.
Yeah.
Well, you I hate to say it. We are now. Let's end on a positive.
Absolutely raging.
Let's end on a positive Zen note.
You know what they say about redheads.
Yeah. Two raging redheads.
Yeah. We bleed more in childbirth.
And I can say that because I was raised by an angry redhead.
Is it? I think I used to get away with murder, yeah. literally. Oh. No, not literally. Sorry. It's just because I would say, oh, sorry. My husband says I get the red rage. And it's like this kind of mist.
I just can't imagine that, Angela.
No.
Are you joking?
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm not.
Really?
Oh.
Well, look,
yeah, no, I'm quite an angry
one
human.
Way guaranteed to not make Angela angry is if you all go right now
oh,
and
smooth.
Subscribe yeah. to her new podcast. Yes. Thanks a million.
And that'll the next time someone opens a door for you, maybe say thanks a million too, right?
Thanks a million.
Thanks a million. Thanks a million, asshole.
Thanks a million to you, Miss Angela Scanlon, for joining
you.
Us today. Always a delight. We
it
could literally talk to you for hours.
I'll
but
come back again soon.
We've all got to get off to other meetings. We're yeah. busy, busy people.
We've got jobs.
We have,
apparently.
Believe it or not. People are actually employing us.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, thanks again, Angela.
Thank you.
Joe, always lovely to see you.
And you, James.
And thank
also
you guys.
Strong colour combo, FYI.
Very much.
Just
oh,
for
thank
visual.
You very, very
do we call
much.
That cornflower blue? I do.
Think, I don't know.
And
sky
red.
Blue.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Baby blue.
It's working.
Yeah.
My
go to her Instagram, you'll see it. Close your daughter's hate.
Get changed immediately. You look like, where's Wally? And then followed me around the house going, where, I can't see you. She's just like, where are, oh, where's, yeah.
Oh, she's a stand-up comedian, that Evie, isn't she?
She's an arse. Yeah.
Anyway, and on that yeah. lovely note, everyone, thank you for listening and we'll see you again next week.
Merci beaucoup.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.